Okay, I was going to ask, you know, we've been seeing a lot from the cricket, a lot of sledging going on in the cricket at the moment.
Yes, we do.
Was there much of that in professional surfing? You're out the back in a final or in a heat. Are you talking it up big out there?
Yeah, it does happen. I love the cricket, never miss any matches, but and I've seen that. Yeah, no, Kelly Slater was a bit of a sledger.
Was he? What would he pull on you? What would he say?
He'd just talk about how was your last wave, and he'd tell you how his last wave was, and, what wave or what the wind's doing and how the conditions are going to be for the heat.
That's easy. I'd just tell him how his last girlfriend was.
Yeah.
Well, he started, would he?
And some guys, like,
he'd look at you and go, yeah, mate. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I take that back. I met your mum. Yeah.
And you know what else some guys would do?
Yeah.
Because you know when you're surfing with your friends, and you see your friend get a good wave and you hoot,
and
then you can do it to someone in the heat, and it can really put them off.
Right.
There's all kinds of things you can do.
Can you tell me, is the Quiggy Pro on this year? What's happening?
Well, it's actually the Billabong Pro now.
That's right. So is it the Hang Ten Pro?
It's changed. Well,
the Rusty Pro.
It will be there. Quicksilver by the end of the
and Billabong are under the same label now.
Right.
Or guiders. But so it's,
are they called Quick Bong now?
It could be almost that. Actually, no. It can't be that. What am I talking about?
Or is it Bill of Silver? I think we'll move on.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you a bit rusty?
Right. So it's changed to the Billabong Pro. So what's happened now, that the next two events that they were going to do, they've redone the tour to make it shortened, and they were going to finish it. Trestles in America, which I don't think is a great idea, because they need to finish at Pipeline or at Chopu.
My word.
They tried to change it and finish it off 1 year in Manly Beach, and it didn't work in Sydney, because they need the big waves to finish the thing off. So I don't agree with that, but they're having such trouble with COVID. They had to cancel the one in Hawaii. The next one, they were going to have one up in Santa Cruz, Northern California. They had to cancel that too.
Yeah, right.
Why don't they just have the whole lot at Yeppoon?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I know. But to answer your question, it would be good. But to answer the question, the first event they're trying to do is down at Bells Beach.
Yep.
And then they're going to go to Margaret River in Western Australia, and then they're going to come to the Billabong Pro at Snapper, but not till May.
Okay.
Yeah, so not for a while. Not for a while, but if the borders are the way they are right now, I don't see it happening, because these guys are going to have to quarantine in three different states, and they're not going to want to do that.
No, that's true. Right. That's true.
Well, but things might change by Easter. So that's the first event that's on the calendar for Australia is Bells Beach in Easter.
Yeah. Over
the last couple of days, I've been watching what they're calling the wave of the decade, and I can't remember the bloke's name.
Yeah, Peter Mell at Mavericks.
That's it, at Mavericks. Have you surfed Mavericks?
I have not, and I would never actually do it.
Is it just too heavy?
No, it's not too heavy. It's too cold. I mean, when it's big like that, I have not got the experience, but I mean,
it's off the coast of California.
Off the coast of, San Francisco.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's just such, when it's big, it looks so scary that I wouldn't do it. Yeah. It's too heavy. And I'm on my backhand, and I've surfed, and competed in big waves in Hawaii, but that was never my thing, So no.
Yeah.
No.
So would you do it?
Oh, of course I would, I can't believe Lockie's such a sook. No, I'd be terrified. It's in the middle of the ocean. There are sharks bigger than ships out there.
Yeah.
And it's cold. Everyone's always wearing a hoodie and gloves and booties.
And bad things happen out there, I had a good friend, Mark Fu, that passed away there.
He was a
back in
legend.
The day, and he was a legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, thanks, Oki. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, that was a bit depressing.
No,
but anyway,
it's fine.
I love you guys. I love your show, and thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you. And I can't wait for the wave park to open up to the public.
I'm giving you my number.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to get the number. All right. Good work. But Kira Surf, the Australia Day sale, it is back. Starts on Thursday the 21st. And great to get your kids into surfing. Great sport.
Absolutely.